Good evening, folks, and welcome to another episode of What's in Your Cupboard. Today, we're starting off by taking a look at an unsuspecting kitchen. Hello, sir. May I have a look in your cupboards?
Okay.
I see you have some chocolate spreads, some noodles, pizza dough.
Excuse me? How did you get in here?
Ah, and I see you have a handy fridge freezer, some ice cream, some margarine, some chocolate bars.
Please leave my kitchen.
Now for part two, the cleaning cupboard. Ah, I see you have some soap, shampoo, laundry detergent, and might I say, a very impressive collection of makeup.
Sorry, why are you here?
Well, you may not know this, but there's a sneaky little ingredient hiding in these products that you probably weren't aware of.
It goes by many names. Glyceryl, palmate, sodium pernellate, stearic acid, vegetable oil. But they're all just code words for one culprit. Palm oil.
Now you may be thinking,
what's all the fuss about?
But let me tell you, you're not the only one who's a little bit baffled. But these days, the chances are pretty high that you've stumbled across some of the scandals surrounding palm oil, even if you're not fully clued in just yet. So get this, the two biggest palm oil producing countries, Indonesia and Malaysia, have got a total of 14 million and 5.72 million hectares of plantations respectively, and they pumped out a whopping 64.7 million metric tons of palm oil in 2022 alone. And here's the kicker, a lot of these palm oil plantations are set up by burning down rainforests, and a study back in 2013 estimated that this process is responsible for 18 to 22% of Indonesia's CO2 emissions, a crazy 165 million tons of CO2 every year. But it's not just about carbon emissions. The destruction of all these rainforests and replacement with single crop palm oil farming is a complete nightmare for native plant and animal species. I'm talking orangutans, birds, insects.
How did you get these in my house?
And unique plant life, all of them threatened by the loss of their homes and habitats. It's insane to think about the ecological impact of all this, and that's why there's a global movement against the palm oil industry. These campaigns come in all shapes and sizes. Some are gentle nudges, while others are full-on wrecking balls of righteous fury. Take, for example, the Tropical Conservation Fund's 2018 campaign, which called out the Indonesian government on their unsustainable palm oil practices. They didn't just stop at a strongly worded letter, no sir. They even got the one and only Harrison Ford to pay a visit and shine a light on the issue. But even he didn't have the force to make the change. British supermarket Iceland is known for its frozen goods, but also for its impactful campaign against palm oil. In 2018, they released a Christmas advertisement featuring a heart-wrenching story of an animated baby orangutan who loses its home in the rainforest due to the production of palm oil.
There's a human in my forest and I don't know what to do. He took away my mother and I'm scared he'll take me too.
This ad was ultimately banned, but was made available through the World Wide Web, continuing to pull the heartstrings of viewers worldwide while highlighting the devastating impact of palm oil on orangutan habitats. The Rainforest Action Network has been leading a charge against global food corporation Cargill, and they're certainly not messing around. They've been using some pretty powerful imagery, such as large banners with orangutans and slogans like "Evicted by Cargill," and they're not stopping there. They've even started a social media movement called "The Power Is Hashtag In Your Palm," encouraging people all around the world to take action against palm oil production. It's clear they're not going to give up until something's done about this important issue. These campaigns have primarily promoted the boycotting of palm oil products, leading many to avoid products that have been labeled as orangutan killers. I've personally been racked with guilt for years, resulting in me avoiding Nutella, a palm oil product, despite my knowledge that many other products I use in my day-to-day life also contain palm oil. So now, you might be thinking,
hey, I'll just boycott palm oil products and everything will be fine.
But it's not that simple. Even if we could feasibly avoid all the products containing palm oil, replacing them with other vegetable oils comes with its own set of problems and complexities. And so the plot thickens. Palm oil is a highly effective crop, producing more oil per unit of land than most other vegetable oils. Therefore, switching to less efficient crops could lead to more land being required to produce the same amount of oil, resulting in increased deforestation and carbon emissions. Projections for vegetable oil between 2020 and 2050 indicate that if the increased demand for vegetable oil was met by soybean oil, almost six times the additional land area would be required compared to palm oil. But wait, there's more. Soybean oil itself is associated with many of the same biodiversity issues as palm oil plantations, predominantly exacerbating the environmental resources of South America throughout the Amazon, trying to cure one ailment only to create another. So let's take a look at rapeseed oil. It's been touted as a replacement for palm oil, and it does seem to have some potential benefits. Using a smaller area of land for the same amount of oil, often have a lower production cost, and being readily available for some of the top consumers in the global north. It's even been shown to increase biodiversity in certain regions, like southern Sweden. But here's the rub. Regions with high palm oil productivity just aren't well suited for growing rapeseed. And that's where it gets tricky. We can't just turn a blind eye to the environmental impacts of palm oil production, but we also have to consider the social and economic impacts of moving away from palm oil. What happens to the people and communities who rely on it for their livelihoods? They risk getting left behind. Diversifying away from palm oil has detrimental effects on smallholder farmers who depend on its cultivation for their survival. These farmers often do not have the resources or knowledge to switch to alternative crops or industries and may face financial hardships if the demand for palm oil decreases. This can lead to the loss of income for these farmers and their families, which can have severe implications for local economies and communities. Navigating this issue is like trying to juggle flaming pineapples while tap dancing on a tightrope. So we return to the age-old question.
What do we do about palm oil?
It's not like we can just avoid it entirely and put upwards of 5 million people out of work, can we? Well, according to many within the industry and environmental advocates, the answer lies in promoting sustainable practices. Rather than boycotting or diversifying away from palm oil, the idea is to address the environmental and social issues related to its production by encouraging sustainable practices. It's not a simple solution, but it's a step in the right direction. So if we're looking to make palm oil production more sustainable, there are several things we need to do. One important step is to move away from monoculture farming, which could help improve biodiversity, water resource management, and carbon sequestration. Supporting smallholder farmers with financing, training, and technical support will all help to improve agricultural transparency. And pushing for governments to discourage and police large-scale deforestation efforts will help slow the global and local environmental impacts of harmful land use methods. Many campaigners have now realized that boycotting palm oil is not the solution, and they've shifted their efforts to promoting sustainable palm oil methods like the ones I just described. Greenpeace's 2019 campaign, Drop Dirty Palm Oil, aimed to pressure companies to stop sourcing palm oil from Wilmer, a company labeled as one of the worst forest destroyers. The Sustainability First campaign, launched by the Centre for Sustainable Palm Oil Studies and Earth Day in 2021, was prompted by a vote by the European Parliament to prohibit the use of palm oil for biofuels. The campaign acknowledges that simply moving away from palm oil does not solve the various issues associated with the industry, but instead shifts the issues to other crops and regions. Campaigns like these are a massive stride in the right direction when it comes to changing the way we approach palm oil consumption and the public's perception of this oh-so-lucrative product. Don't get me wrong, the industry has its fair share of environmental woes that are definitely worth our attention, but the solutions to these issues are nothing but simple. It's going to take more nuanced approaches than boycotting Nutella just to go home and use 50 other products chock full of palm oil.
Well, I'm glad I don't need to throw away all of my possessions, but in that case, can you please give me back my bag of chips?
I guess I should have seen this coming. I'd like to thank the entire International Affairs Department at Lafayette College, student and faculty alike, for their help throughout my undergraduate studies. I'd also like to thank Bobby McCloskey, Lafayette Class of 2026, for the use of his voice throughout this podcast.